tell people now, you know, like, we used to not get on 2 hours together, you know, like, it was just something that he didn't see eye to eye with me, and I didn't see eye to eye with him, and we would end up, you know, big argument about something, you know, and it would literally be nothing.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, you know, as long as, and it wouldn't be me, I wouldn't create the problem, you know. It was just the fact that he, somehow or another, felt like I thought I was smarter than he was. So finally I told him one day, you know, you have a lot of good advice to give me, and I listen to you. And he finally started imparting with some good advice. And the times of my being away from Dallas and growing up made him much more streetwise than me.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't...
You were off in this little town.
Yeah, like, you know, down the street was the pool hall. You know, there's a lot of slick things going in the city.
Yeah.
And even now, you know, like, first time I went to San Francisco was 6 years ago, and he was cautioning me. He said, don't you be no fool now. Like, you're really talking to a country bumpkin going to the great big city, San Francisco, you know. He said, I said, what do you mean? He said, you know how careless you are, and I really am. I still have some country ways about me, about I'll leave my bag, my jewelry, and, you know, like, I might walk out and leave it on my desk, and people say, well, you shouldn't do that. I said, why? It's my desk. He said, well, man, you know, you'll end up, somebody will steal it. Sometimes I have to go back and check my door to make sure that I've locked the door, because I grew up in an environment of not locking doors and not checking, you know, and taking everybody at their word, and I still do. That when people come to you, they're honest and sincere, and they're not rascals or scoundrels. And it's taken me a long time to start recognizing that there are a lot of rascals and scoundrels around. But he's had to protect me in a lot of instances, you know, that just my assuming things about people. I went to high school here, but man, like I said, when I finished high school, I went immediately into service, right out of service in the school, and you know, like, I just lost a lot of things about how really terrible city people can be sometimes. And, you know, he looks out for me in those, in that respect. Like,
in a way it's good and in a way it's bad, I suppose, that you miss those things.
Well, I think it's good and it's good and bad.
Yeah.
The good part is that I was able to see what the city was, to be associated with it, and growing up, but not being totally engulfed into the ghetto scene. And then my environment with my aunt was always an environment of education. So then that kept me, that kept me afloat and aloof too from the things that really go on. I remember when I was about 20 years old, this fellow introduced me to some people and said, this is I want you to meet a nigga that's never been to jail. That was a big thing coming out of neighborhood. I will not, you know, that's something like it's an indelible print in my mind. You know, I've been arrested on traffic violations and being in the wrong place at the wrong time, that sort of thing. But that was really interesting to me. You know, I've never been in jail for something real big, you know. And he said, because over in that neighborhood in East Dallas, right over by Fair Park, Haskell Avenue, you know, I grew up on Avenue, you know, in that area around there. And that, you know, everybody had to go to jail, you know. You